Each year, the fourth Sunday of Easter is known in our tradition to be Good Shepherd Sunday. On each of the three lectionary years, we hear a different gospel passage that is descriptive of Jesus as shepherd, good shepherd. We may wonder, other than the obvious reasons for not being entirely tuned in or not being particularly concerned about what Sunday is Good Shepherd Sunday versus what Sunday is Christ the King Sunday, why haven't we noticed that each year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, all the readings depict Jesus as shepherd? And that may be in part because this Sunday, or this is also the Sunday closest to, or as in this year, is Earth Day. And for several years, this Sunday has been deemed by the bishop to be creation of stewardship of creation Sunday. And as such, the Good Shepherd readings were replaced with readings that spoke to the beauty of creation and God's calling us to co-create and care for our world. Our need to care for the earth and all that is in it is certainly of great importance. So often we take our life-giving, sustaining home for granted, which should never be done. Still, remembering Jesus as the Good Shepherd who cares for us, his sheep, needs our attention as well. In John's gospel telling this year, Jesus very clearly states, "I am the Good Shepherd." There's much imagery that comes to mind when we focus on this particular "I am" statement of Jesus. I am the Good Shepherd. There are many churches named Good Shepherd and many stained glass windows that mostly depict a very blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus with a fairly small, very calm-looking sheep draped across his shoulders. Not having a lot, or any actually, experience in sheep herding or sheep care at all, I have no idea if it is the norm to carry a lamb across your shoulders. But I somehow doubt that this is the normal way of sheep transportation. Still, the idea of Jesus stooping down and gingerly urging an anxious sheep to come close to him, and then scooping it up carefully and laying it across the back of his neck is certainly endearing. I like this Jesus, and I like the peaceful response this image evokes. The "I am the Good Shepherd" Jesus and that oft-portrayed scene of Jesus with a lamb across his shoulders brings back a flood of memories for me. Somewhere in my distant past, there was a sterile cinder block Sunday school room deep in the basement of an old and somewhat mildew-ridden United Methodist church, where Miss Mamie June herded seven or eight of us four-year-olds each Sunday morning. Miss Mamie June was well-fed, with pursed lips and hair the color of wisteria blossoms. She fed us animal crackers, some of which had lost their limbs or maybe even their head. She trusted us with red Kool-Aid, and she told us Bible stories. And after the careful telling of each story, Miss Mamie June gave each of us a blank coloring sheet in which we were to bring to life in full color an image of the Bible story that was highlighted that day. And I feel certain that we were instructed to use the appropriate colors and stay within the lines. But I actually don't remember that. What I remember from being in that somewhat sterile room, just like all the other Sunday school rooms of my childhood, is coloring and eating animal crackers and being scared to death that I would somehow screw up and get it all wrong. And what I also remember is this particular coloring page, the one of Jesus the good shepherd with that baby lamb around his neck. And how even at the tender and fearful age of 4, I found this image calming and reassuring. With each mark of the crayon, this Jesus came to life and reassured an uncertain and insecure child that Jesus was in fact the good shepherd that cares for all his sheep, even me. And what that image said to me then, and what I think it has to say to us now, that is Jesus will take care of us. Do not worry. And certainly Jesus says, do not worry a lot. But this is a visual reminder of that tender Jesus that scoops down and takes the lamb into his arms and puts it around his neck where no harm can come. In our reading today, Jesus takes his care of the sheep even farther. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep, Jesus says. And we know that's exactly what he did. He will go to any length for his sheep. He will go so far as to lay down his life for the life of his sheep. I will protect you, he says. I will care for you. I will go to any length to assure your safety. How wonderful is that? Our psalm today, Psalm 23, certainly the most familiar of all the 150 psalms. And remember, you know, Psalm 23 was written long before Jesus was born. And it speaks of the Lord as the shepherd. God is the shepherd who walks with us in times of trouble, who provides for all our needs, even as we near and go through death. And when Jesus says the words, I am the good shepherd, and all the other I am statements that Jesus pronounces in John's gospel, the words in Greek are this, ego and me. These words, ego and me, are the same words that God spoke to Moses when Moses, standing by the burning bush that was not consumed, asked God for God's name. And God said, ego and me, I am. And now Jesus, God in flesh, confirms the truth known by the psalmist that God is the shepherd of the flock and knows his sheep by name and will search out the lost sheep. Is not a wolf or a hired hand or a stand-in, but is the good shepherd that will go to any and every length for the well-being and care of the sheep. Jesus also said, importantly, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. What exactly did Jesus mean by this? Was he just saying this to his disciples, that there were more sheep than just them? Surely they knew that. They had seen him heal, restore, and make whole any number of people who did not belong to that particular fold. Is this statement broader even than that? Is it an urging of Jesus for church unity? Perhaps. But could the flock be even bigger, encompassing even broader? It seems that anyone who listens to the voice of Jesus will be brought into the fold. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock, one shepherd. Jesus, God, ego eimi, I am, is the good shepherd of all creation. He reaches out to scoop up the world into his arms to care, provide for, and protect all who listen to his voice. Jesus, God, has not given up on the world, has not given up on you and me, and will not. He will go to the ends of the earth, to the highest mountain, to the deepest ocean. He will be with us in our times of greatest joy and deepest despair. The Good Shepherd calls his sheep, and they hear his voice, and they respond by reaching out to the world and sharing this wonderful good news that gives peace to the soul. Amen.
Amen.